Hallelujah. This is a wonderful day. We thank God for a day like this. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His loving kindness. We thank God for the opportunity to see a beautiful day like this, the seventh day of the month of July, year 2021. Seventh of the seventh month of 2021. So symbolic. I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship the King of Kings. Begin to appreciate the King of Kings. Begin to appreciate the Lord of Lords. Our God is faithful. Our God is mighty. Our God is unique. Our God is excellent. There is no one like Him. There is no one that can be compared with this Almighty. He is an excellent King. He is the Lord that never fails. Giving us this opportunity to see the seventh day of the seventh month, year 2021. We need to appreciate Him wherever you are. Begin to bless Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to appreciate Him. Begin to lift Him up. Begin to bless Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I have nothing to give you but to thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Appreciate Him, appreciate Him, appreciate Him, appreciate Him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are welcome to this midnight prophetic prayer. This program come up between the hour of 12 and 1 a.m. And it has been a blessing to many people. And we thank God for how people have been sharing with all their testimony. We appreciate the mighty move of God and the finger of God doing great work in the life of people. I pray that everyone that is hearing me today, God Almighty will fight your battle. God Almighty will disgrace your enemy. God Almighty will silence your mocker in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life that any power running around against you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will lift you up. God will protect you. God will fight your battle in the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers you need to pray as we enter into this prophetic section this early morning. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, envelope my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, envelope my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, envelope my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, envelope my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, envelope my life in Jesus' name. Pray, say, blood of Jesus Christ, destroy the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, destroy the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, destroy the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, destroy the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, destroy the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, destroy the wickedness of the wicked in Jesus' name. We pray, say, blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in Jesus' name. We pray, blood of Jesus Christ, confuse the guardian of the wicked against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, confuse the guardian of the wicked against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, confuse the guardian of the wicked against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, confuse the guardian of the wicked against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, confuse the guardian of the wicked against me in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, Holy Ghost fire, set the coven assigned against me ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set the coven assigned against me ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set the coven assigned against me ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set the coven assigned against me ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, set the coven assigned against me ablaze in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire, Set every evil shrine ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Set every evil shrine ablaze in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Set every evil shrine ablaze in Jesus' name. Pray every evil altar erected against my peace. Holy Ghost fire. Set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my peace. Holy Ghost fire, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my peace. Holy Ghost fire, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my peace. Holy Ghost fire, set it ablaze in Jesus' name. We pray. Association of darkness gathering against my well-being. Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Association of darkness guarding against my well-being. Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Association of darkness guarding against my well-being. Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Association of darkness guarding against my well-being. Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Association of darkness guarding against my well-being. Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Association of darkness guarding against my well-being. Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze. Set them ablaze. Set them ablaze. Set them ablaze. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I want you to get prepared as I take you through a deeper level in this lecture we are going to start receiving from this morning. I want you to just listen to me. This is very early in the morning, and we have to take over this day with power. You are going to decree. Say, I take over today by the power in the blood of Jesus. I take over today by the power in the blood of Jesus. I take over today by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, you the moon, reject the instruction of my enemy in the name of Jesus. You the moon, reject the instruction of my enemy in the name of Jesus. You the moon, reject the instruction of my enemy in the name of Jesus. You the moon, reject the instruction of my enemy in Jesus' name we pray. Say, the hours of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus. The hours of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus. The hours of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. The hours of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. The hours of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies in Jesus' mighty name we pray. The hours of the day, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus. The hours of the day, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus. The hours of the day, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus. The hours of the day, reject the instruction of my enemies in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says something very deep in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For the next few days, I'll be giving a lecture on confronting the evil board on assignment. Confronting the evil board on assignment. There are plenty boards that fly over our building, over our head, but not every board that flies are on assignment. Not every board that you see is on assignment. There are specific ones on assignment. So we are particular about evil board on assignment. Evil board on assignment. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh. That is, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are not fighting against human being. Neither are we praying against human being. Neither are we contending against human being. No, that is not a spiritual warfare. We are fighting against something that is higher than human being. Understand that human being is a spiritual being. You must get it very clear. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So our contention, our battle is against principalities, is against powers, it's against rulers of darkness of this world. It's against spiritual wickedness in high places. And this battle is not a battle we can fight, because by strength shall no man prevail. It's a battle that God himself inside us has already defeated. It's a battle that Jesus Christ has defeated on the cross. It's a battle that we are just maintaining their defeat. The Bible says something very strong. It says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Because it's God that strengthened you in giving, in getting the victory. The Bible says that he has triumphed over there. He nailed them to the cross. That is the work of Jesus Christ. So it's a battle that the Lord has already fought. So it's not a battle you can fight. But you need to understand the mystery of what we are discussing today. Zechariah chapter 5 verse 5. The Bible says, then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up thy eye and see what is in this, what is this that goeth forth. You know, the angel of the Lord opened the eyes of a prophet and he told him, lift up your eyes. And the prophet lifted up his eyes and he saw a small basket hanging above the heavenlies. Inside this small basket is a big fat woman sitting inside the basket. You see, when you read verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, downward, you will see what I'm saying. How can a fat woman being sit inside a small basket? That's mystery number one. Then the angel said unto that very prophet, this is wickedness. And the angel, by the instruction, you know, a lid is placed on that very particular basket that shut down the basket. And, you know, before you know, it flows abroad. It flowed above and moved around. That basket was moving around in the air, suspended in the air. Inside the basket is a fat woman, but covered with a lid. Understand what I'm going to say today. The angel of the Lord said to the prophet, this is wickedness. There is high wickedness operating against the well-being of all human beings. Our well-being is affected by wickedness of this world. The evil spirit tried to alter the destiny of men in the spirit realm. You know, there is an evil society of evil spirits that work all over to make sure that things are very difficult for human beings. You know, there are some certain invisible society exists in the heavenlies. All the assignment is to see that they dominate human beings. We are the one that must pray aggressively against that power. There are institute of spirits manipulating people's life. Do you know that we have invasion of deadly spirit in the old world now? We have invasion of evil spirit in the old world now. And that is why it is very important that you should learn how to pray at night. You should learn how to pray at night. When you pray at night, you control the day. You control every hour of the day, because praying at night gives you the strength and stamina to walk into the realm of God's power. You know, it makes you to negate what the enemy is planning against you. And I pray for somebody today that God will fight your battle for you in Jesus' name. There are birds that flies in the night on assignment. There are powers that transform themselves to evil birds and they fly at night. They try to land on people's building. They try to land in the compound of people. They try to land on the windows of people. They cry against the destiny of people. They cry against the virtues of people. They weaken people in the night. They oppress people in the night. They make it hard for some people to pray. They cut away good things from people at night. They give people some different attack at night. Do you know that people wake up in the morning and they see some mark in their body? They could not see, they could not know when this mark was put there. This is a sign showing to you that you have been attacked at night. That the mark in your body shows that you have been attacked by witchcraft at night. And they have, through that place you see a mark, suck the blood. You must be able to pray aggressively against it. If you are sleeping and you notice that you have been oppressed, if you wake up and you see different marks in your body, know that you have been attacked by witchcraft. Know that they have tried to suck your blood. Know that they have tried to attack. They have tried to attack your destiny. Know that they are trying to pollute your blood. Know that they are trying to program sickness into your blood. Know that they are trying to initiate you. Know that they are trying to work against your destiny. It is time for you to pray and rise up against every evil bird on assignment against you. Are there birds flying against you? Don't get me wrong. Birds will fly at night. In fact, they see trees, they fly at night. Don't get me wrong. Bird fly in the day. We see different birds, they fly in the day. But every bird that is on assignment against you must crash land. Every bird that is on assignment against your destiny must crash land, because satanic agents can transform to become a bird and use that opportunity to oppress people or to attack people or to inflict you know, wickedness against people. The Bible says that the wickedness of the wicked shall come to an end. And that is where we are going to stop today. I want you to get prepared right now as we pray this prayer. But before you can pray this kind of prayers, you need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me now? You are not saved. Are you listening to me now? You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Are you listening to me now? You have not known Christ. You cannot pray the prayer we are going to pray. It is not possible. What you need to do is to say, Father, I'm sorry. And if you have been rising and falling, go to the Lord. Father, forgive me. Pardon me and have mercy upon me. Please, I come to you. Show me favor. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Tell the Lord to pardon you. And when he does that, you are free and you can now pray this prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now it is time for us to pray. There are 7 aggressive prayers that we need to pray. Some of you may need to take time to pray this prayer often and often. Some of you may pray this prayer more than just 1 minute I'm going to use to pray the prayer. Some of you may take 5 minutes or 10 minutes praying each of the prayers, but you will notice that a lot of things happen, especially if you have been noticing that when you wake up in the morning, there's a mark that is always formed on your body. That is showing to you that they are trying to initiate you. That is, if you have not been initiated, they are trying to suck your blood. That is, if they have not sucked your blood, you need to pray very well now. Say this prayer with power. Say, every evil arrow fired against my well-being, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fired against my well-being, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fired against my well-being, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fired against my well-being, go back to the sender, 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 go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray very well. Today is very symbolic, like I told you. Today is the 7th day in the 7th month of 2021. You must understand that one. Very, very important. You need to pray very, very well. Today is the 7th day of the 7th month and of 2021. You need to pray aggressively. Pray with power. Say this one. Say, every evil bird flying against my well-being, crash, land, and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my well-being, crash, land, and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my well-being, crash, land, and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my well-being, crash, land, and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my well-being, crash, land, and die, crash, land, and die, crash, land, and die in Jesus' name we pray. Anyone that is closer to me and is flying against me in the night, crash, land, and die in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is closer to me but is flying against me in the night, crash, land, and die in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is closer to me and is flying against me in the night, crash, land, and die, crash, land, and die in Jesus' name. Pray. Satanic board on assignment against my family, in the name of Jesus. Satanic bird on assignment against my family, in the name of Jesus. Satanic bird on assignment against my family, in the name of Jesus. Satanic bird on assignment against my family, in Jesus' name we pray. You put your finger up onto the heaven. Put your finger as if you are pointing your finger to your roof, or you are pointing your finger to the heaven. You will say that, say, every evil bird flying against my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my family, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my family, cast fire in Jesus' name. Say, coven of witchcraft where my case has been reported, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft where my case has been reported, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft where my case has been reported, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft where my case has been reported, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in Jesus' name. Say, any power flying in the night to cause me harm, in the name of Jesus. Any power flying in the night to cause me harm, in the name of Jesus. Any power flying in the night to cause me harm, in the name of Jesus. Any power flying in the night to cause me harm, In Jesus' name, pray. Satanic animal in my environment, working against my well-being. In the name of Jesus, satanic animal in my environment, working against my well-being. In the name of Jesus, satanic animal in my environment, working against my well-being. In the name of Jesus, satanic animal in my environment, working against my well-being. In Jesus' name, we pray. Bring a bottle of oil now. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I sanctify this oil and this water. I plead the blood of Jesus into this oil, into this water. I challenge the content of this oil with the fire of deliverance. I command the oil to carry power, carry power, carry power, carry power. Let the oil and the fire carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire and the blood of Jesus move into this oil, into this water, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost breathe fire, 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 into this oil, into this water, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus into this water and this oil. I command the oil to carry the power of Holy Ghost. I command the fire, I command the oil and the water to carry the power of Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus multiply into this oil, into this water, in 7 million fold, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you notice that they used to get put mark on your body, you notice that when you wake up, they put mark on your body, then you are going to use this oil on that very particular spot. If it's not only one spot, probably you will need to use this oil to rub your body, you know, like if you are putting cream on your body, your hand, your leg, your body, you may need to do that for some days so that that evil mark will not succeed upon your body. But right for today, put it on your chest, lay it upon your chest and shout this prayer like very well. Say, Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life, laminate my life, laminate my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach area now, rub it very well in that stomach and pray the same prayer. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in Jesus' name we pray. Put the oil on your head and lay your hand upon your head with the same prayer. Say, Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, laminate my life, laminate my life, laminate my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and shout it loud and clear. Evil arrow hiding in my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow hiding in my hand. As you are praying that prayer, begin to shake your hand, shake your hand, shake your hand. Holy Ghost fire, le copra. Evil arrow hiding in my hand, go back to the sender. Go back, go back, shake that hand. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Holy Ghost, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus, they say, Holy Ghost fire, consume every evil material hiding in my hand. Holy Ghost fire, consume every evil material hiding in my hand, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, consume every evil material hiding in my hand, in Jesus' name. Anoint your leg and say the same thing. As you are anointing your leg, begin to shake that leg, begin to shake it. Say, every evil arrow hiding in my leg, I shake you back to the sender, in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow hiding in my legs, I shake you back. Shake the leg, shake the leg, shake it, shake it, shake it. Every evil arrow hiding in my leg, I shake you back to the sender, I shake you back to the sender, in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any power assigned to suck my blood, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to suck my blood, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to suck my blood, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to suck my blood, in Jesus' name we pray. Now take this small anointing oil and put it on your eye, put it on your two eyes, and you pray this prayer. Say, my Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself,
in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself, in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret that I need to know about myself, in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me the secret, show me the secret, show me the secret that I need to know about myself, in Jesus' name. Pray. This is the second one. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation, in Jesus' name. Pray. The two prayer I pray now, you will take 10 minutes to pray the prayer for 7 days. Oh, my Father, show me the secret about my life. Show me my life. Show me who I am. You prayed very well. The second one, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. That is, God should show you what went wrong the day you were born. God should show you what went wrong when you were in the womb. God should show you what went wrong when you are just one year old. God should show you what went wrong when you are living with your uncle, you are living with your sister, you are living with your grandma. God should show you what went wrong there that you never knew. God will show you when you pray that prayer very well. Take a time to pray that prayer for about 30 minutes each, and you will see the power of God. You will see God taking you to a job and show you deeper revelation. Share with me, private chat with me, so that we can help you and tell you what to do to get out of that bondage. You cannot remain in bondage. The Bible says that the Israelites cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard their cry, because they were in bitter bondage. Every bitter bondage in your life, I command you now to break, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. You know that by the time the children of the Lord cry unto the Lord, the Bible says, and it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cry out, and their crying came up unto the Lord because of their bondage, because of their bondage. That is what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 22, verse 23. The Bible says they cry unto the Lord, they groan in the Lord, they shouted, they say, Lord, have mercy. They cry in bitterness, and God acting to their voice. As you are praying this morning, as you are crying this morning, the Lord will reveal to you deeper thing you need to know about that thing that you are passing through. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? Just pray this prayer. Say, my Father, show me the secret of this battle I'm going through. Show me the reason why I have not conceived. My Father, show me the reason why I have not conceived. When you pray very well, you spend about 10 minutes on that every day, you will see deeper reason why you have not conceived. Then you can quickly come. Let us know it. We can help you so that you can break free from that bondage. You need to know what is going on behind the curtain. You need to know what is going on behind the veil. You need to know what is going on behind the veil. You need to know what is going on in the realm of the spirit. You must understand what is going on in the spirit realm. Why? Because the spiritual well-being of every human being is controlled by the power that operates in the spirit realm. You must know that there is a lot of things that is happening that you have not known. You must know that there are a lot of things happening in the realm of the spirit. You must know that there are a lot of things happening in the realm of the spirit. You must know that there are a lot of things happening in the realm of the spirit. And these things are affecting our well-being. They are affecting our destiny. They are affecting our moving forward. They are affecting our marriages. They are affecting our home. They are affecting our earth. But God can reveal them to you. Just go to the Lord. Why is this thing happening? You have been doing interview, they have not called you. Say, oh God, my Father, show me the reason why I've been going for interview and I've never been called. God will give you the reason. Or you find that you have been doing business, you are rising and falling. Say, my Father, show me the reason. Or you find out that your children are not listening to you. Tell the Lord to show you the reason. Show you the reason. Show you what is going on. Reveal to me the secret behind what is going on. When you say, Father, show me the secret of what I am passing through in this marriage. Show me the secret of what I'm passing through in my place of work. Show me the secret of what my children are passing through in US, in UK, in Canada. Show me the secret why I've not been able to receive my permanent residences. When you pray this prayer, God, open your eyes and you see deeper mystery. Show me the secret why I've not gotten married at the age of 35, at the age of 40. Father, show me the secret why I've not married at this age. When you pray this prayer, God, open your eyes and show you deeper mystery that you have never believed. Private chat me and let me know, then we can take you to the next level. Until you know the secret behind the battle, you can't get victory. Until you know the secret behind the battle, you'll be going up and down like people go from pillar to post. People go from churches to churches. Why? Because they have never sat down to know this. Until you know this, when you know this, then you can go to a man of God who God has already trained, who God has given the key unto, who God has helped to help you to figure you out of that place. And God will always assist you. There is a mighty hand of God in operation now, and God is doing wonders in these last days. You will never remain in any bondage. You are free, completely free, because it is your well-being and the liberation of your life that Jesus Christ has come for. He said he has come that may give you life and life abundantly. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I pray unto your prayer request. The Lord answer you by fire. There shall be victory in your life. There shall be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for Nigeria. Nigeria shall not sink. Nigeria shall not scatter. All agents of darkness working to bury Nigeria shall be disgraced. And God shall fight for this country. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, pass information or send text message to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Town. The 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.